This is Jay Sekulow. The trial of Pastor Brunson begins today in Turkey.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
At his trial that began today, Brunson denied the charges of being a member of an armed terrorist group and a military espionage. The 50-year-old, originally from North Carolina, faces up to 35 years in prison. His U.S. legal team says the bottom line is that Brunson is being held because he is a Christian and the charges at best are weak.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Pastor Brunson, he's been held, from my recollection, in Turkey for a couple years now. Turkey claiming that he was part of the coup that was attempted a few years back. We'd like to see him sent home. This trial is ridiculous. And the United States, the State Department, has people there who are watching at his trial. Among them are Ambassador for Religious Issues Sam Brownback.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. The trial of Pastor Andrew Brunson, on trial for, quote, Christianization of Turkey, and they consider that a terrorist act. Now, this is going to be a very unique broadcast, and I want to encourage you to share this with your friends, because we are going to be live connected to the courtroom in Turkey. Let me say that again. We are going to be connected live to the courtroom in Turkey. CC Holler, senior counsel, is literally, as we could take a shot there right now for our Facebook, and is talking right now with individuals inside the courtroom in Turkey as Pastor Brunson's case is still continuing even at this late hour. The United States Ambassador at Large for Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, said this: the United States cares deeply about a relationship with Turkey. That relationship is going to have difficulty moving forward as long as Andrew Brunson is incarcerated. I got to spend some time with the ambassador last week in Washington. He's actually in the courtroom, as is Senator Tillis, as is the charge d'affaires from the Trump administration in Turkey. So the trial is actually started. CeCe is, as I said, is discussing it with people inside the courtroom in Turkey right now. CeCe, let's get kind of a status report. Then we're going to talk about the history of this whole case.
Sure. There's about 50 or 60 people right now in the courtroom, and that includes 15 press personnel, and along with the people you just mentioned, Senator Tillis and the Charged Affairs Koznet. It looks like it may go one more day. We are not sure about that, but it's still continuing on well into the evening now. It's almost 7 o'clock there, so this is still going on, and hopefully we'll have some more updates at the end of the day.
Literally, we are connected right now to the courtroom in Turkey.
Yes, we are literally. I am talking to one of the press people in Turkey right now.
Yeah, so the press is allowed to have access to their devices while this is going on. Let's get a little bit of the history of the case here. I think it's important. And folks, I encourage you to share this with your friends. This is unprecedented that we're coming to you live on radio, television, Facebook, Periscope, all the social media platforms, and we're connected to Turkey inside the courtroom. Andy, you went through this indictment.
I did.
That finally came down as to Pastor Brunson, and there was a word in there that became very clear to us that this was all about his faith.
That's right, Jay. What this is all about, this is a political case. This is a religious case. This is a case against a man whom they claim in this indictment acted in a parallel and coordinated fashion with armed terror organizations, is what they claim that this pastor, who was pastor of the Resurrection Protestant Church in Izmir, was doing, and engaged in activities within a structure aiming to divide our country into a number of pieces. This is what they're saying: to give one section to the PKK administration, that's the Kurdish administration, allegedly separatist, and another to the Fethullah PDY Armed Terror Organization Administration,
Gulen.
And of course, the main thing is to separate the country by means of Christianization.
All right, we're going to talk about
Yala Stirmazini.
Okay, we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. We are connected to Turkey. Your thoughts, your prayers, your comments when we come back from the break.
That's right, phone lines are open, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. To have your voice heard, you can also find us broadcasting live on Facebook, Periscope, and at ACLJ.org. On Facebook and Periscope, just search for Jay Sekulow. But again, phone lines are open, and we want to hear your feedback. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
International threats are more dire than ever, yet our diplomatic corps is severely depleted. We must put maximum pressure on Congress to confirm critical appointments to our diplomatic corps. The United States doesn't have a confirmed Secretary of State. Numerous ambassadorships remain vacant. North Korea, Iran, Russia, an American pastor being wrongfully held in Turkey for his Christian faith. With these ominous threats, we must have a fully staffed diplomatic corps. The nominee to be Secretary of State, current CIA Director Mike Pompeo, is eminently qualified and must be confirmed immediately. The nominee to be Ambassador to Germany, a critical G7 nation, has been pending for more than 7 months. It's absurd. It's time for Congress to do its constitutional duty. Diplomatic deficiencies put our national security at risk. The political gamesmanship must end, but we need you and your support. Sign on to our petition to confirm the Secretary of State and our diplomatic corps. You can sign online at aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
So welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're coming to you live from our media center, but we are connected directly, if you can believe. This is pretty incredible. We are actually connected with the courtroom in Turkey. So as we are talking to you, Cece Howell, our senior counsel at the ACLJ, who's handling this case, is actually texting back and forth with people inside the courtroom in Turkey, including reporters that are giving us information. We're talking to you about the case of Andrew Brunson. He's a Christian pastor. He was a pastor in Izmir, Turkey for 23 years, never had an issue as he ministered to people in the region. And then after the coup that took place a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, he was picked up in the coup as they initially were charging him with terrorism. Well, we got the indictment, and we talked about this at the end of the break here, but I want Andy to say it again. So you need to understand what's at stake here. This man is being tried for his faith. And as I said, we are connected to Turkey, to the courtroom, right now. But before we get Cece's update, Andy, let's be very clear on that. The charge is, they call it Christianization. They're a Turkish word. You've translated it. It means Christianization.
That's exactly what it is. This man is being tried for his faith. This is what it says in the indictment, paragraph 501. This is a long indictment. And in the long term, to divide and separate our country, meaning Turkey, by means of the Christianization of those from among the people of our country who possess a certain ethnic origin. And the Turkish word is Hristiyanlaştırılmazini, which is the Christianization. So he is being tried for his faith, Jay.
For those of you that would like to pray for his family or have comments about this, we'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Cece, what is the name? Literally, as I told you, Cece's connected to the courtroom in Turkey. So this is unprecedented in our broadcast history. Almost 25 years of doing this, we've never been inside the courtroom as it was taking place, especially in another country. But we are right now, Cece's talking to the reporters who are able to have access to their devices, their phones. So what do we have?
Right now, they are listening to the witnesses, and I'm assuming it's the secret witnesses. They do have some that are not secret, but they're listening to them through video link. So that's how the secret witnesses are being questioned and giving their statements right now.
Can you ask the reporter, what are they asking those? I want to know what they're asking those witnesses. Yep. What are the nature and scope of the questions? As I said, Cece's connected directly to the courtroom. So today and tomorrow, we're going to be coming live to you from our media center and from the courtroom in Turkey. What city is this being held in?
Izmir.
So it's a city. So where is Izmir, Andy?
Izmir is in southwest in Turkey. It's the old Greek city of Smyrna. S-M-Y-R-N-A.
From the New Testament, yeah.
And in the New Testament, a very important city. It was a city heavily populated by Greeks in the 1920s. With the so-called voluntary exchange of populations, the Greeks were literally burned out of the city into the harbor. American ships were there carrying them away, and then it became Turkified and gave the name of Izmir, which is the Turkish form of Smyrna. Big city.
State Department speaking out on this. I had the chance to speak with the incoming Secretary of State. It was before the confirmation hearings, Mike Pompeo, who was very concerned about this. The press person, Heather Nauert from the, you may remember her from Fox News, she actually addressed this issue this morning. Take a listen.
We'd like to see him sent home. This trial is ridiculous. And the United States, the State Department has people there who are watching at his trial. Among them are Ambassador for Religious Issues, Sam Brownback.
You know, it is thrilling to me that Sam went and that Senator Tillis went. You've got full diplomatic case going forward. We've got a full legal case going forward, and we are connected to the courtroom. We're taking your calls. If you just want to call and say we're praying for this family and this, do it. Let them know. A lot of people are watching this broadcast all over the world, including members of his family. 1-800-684-3110. Simply say you're praying for his family and praying for justice. But justice here is let this man go. Now, there is the possibility, CC, of an interim report. What do we know about that? Or an interim statement after the trial tomorrow?
Yes, there is a possibility that there would be an interim ruling, and that would deal with his detainment. So possibly allowing Pastor Brunson to be released either completely or while his trial continues, possibly even checking in with the police on a weekly basis, but it would be dealing with his detainment.
And there's even a possibility of his release, they could say he can go back to the United States.
There is a possibility of that,
yes. That would be just wonderful. All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Logan, let's go ahead and take a call, or a lot of comments coming in, too. What do you want to do next?
Well, let's go to William in Macon, Georgia. I'll pull these comments. William, you're on the air.
Hey, William.
Hey, Jay, Jordan. Just real quickly, I just want to solicit my prayers to this family, the Brunson family, but I also want to encourage the people who are actually listening online that when it comes to these situations, we have to stay faithful. This is one of those God situations that we have to allow him to do his work.
Well, look, you're right, and we are. Let me tell you something. Let me be really direct here. We've had a bit of a miracle this weekend. By all of a sudden, it got a lot of. It was these cases are hard to break into the news when there's so much other news going on. But this case, finally this weekend, really broke into the media, and the Washington Post and AP, and then AP was posted by ABC and CBS, and everybody started posting it. And then Reuters did a piece on it, and then you've got all of these reporters actually in the courtroom. But, Andy, this is, you know, again, it's a NATO ally here, and we shouldn't be having to do this. Now, we are connected right now to the courtroom, so you understand we are connected to the courtroom right now.
I know very well, and you do too, Jay, that the highest levels of the United States government, from the President of the United States to the Vice President, have intervened personally with President Erdogan, the President of Turkey, to ask him to release this innocent pastor from captivity that he's been in for over a year, and so far that has not happened. But you know what really bothers me as an attorney, and as a and steeped as we are in the Western culture and tradition, which the Turks are emulating and trying to get into, supposedly since the time of Ataturk, that they are calling. Listen to what this indictment says: the statement of secret witness dua prayer. The statement of secret witness Ates, fire. The statement of secret witness codename Giktashi, which is meteor, and other witness statements. These are the people who they are calling, not in person, but by a remote video, blacked out means of communication against this Christian pastor. Is this disgusting as a model of law and justice?
No, it's not. And we have also taken this to the United Nations. Jacqueline Fernar is the daughter of Pastor Andrew Brunson and Noreen. The whole family's been in prayer as this trial now starts today. We are in court right now. Here's what she said at the United Nations Human Rights Council.
I visited my father last August, and we sobbed the entire visit. It was hard to see him so broken, so thin, so desperate. He wrote a note last week which said, "Let it be clear. I'm in prison not for anything I have done wrong, but because of who I am, a Christian pastor. I desperately miss my wife and children. Yet, I believe this to be true. It is an honor to suffer for Jesus Christ, as many have before me. My deepest thanks to all those around the world who are standing with and praying for me.
All right, so there you have it. That's the daughter. All right, we've got a lot of calls coming in, and we're taking your calls and comments. Pray for this family. Pray for the lawyer handling it. Cece, tell us a little bit about the lawyer. I mean, he's been very aggressive here for the pastor.
Yes, Mr. Jem is literally his safety probably is on the line standing up for Pastor Brunson. But he has been very forceful. I've worked with him all weekend long, just going over witnesses and preparing for this trial to start today. He is ready. He knows that his client is innocent, and he is holding really the court's feet to the fire, saying you don't have, and the prosecutor, you do not have a case against my client.
But this is not unfortunately, this is not a justice system that's justice system.
This is not an independent judiciary that we have in the United States and that we're used to in Western countries. This is a justice system that is politicized, and this is a political trial. And we have to realize that it is a political trial against a Christian pastor who, like St. Paul, is suffering imprisonment for his Christian faith.
All right, let's go ahead and take a phone call here. Logan, do we have time before the break? Or do you want to hold it?
Yeah, let's maybe hold it. We have a lot of comments coming in. A lot of people are praying. Delilah said, she said, we are praying. Will it make a difference to have such a show of support in the courtroom?
Oh, sure it does. I mean, there are, Cece, explain, these are not big courtrooms, and there's a lot of people there, including U.S. Embassy personnel.
Right, there are 50 to 60 people there, and to have Ambassador Brown back there and Senator Tillis is amazing.
Yeah.
Unheard of, really, in any of these cases.
Yeah, no, it's a big deal, Logan, on that part. So it was trending yesterday with nothing we did. I mean, when you say
the
it was
news stories broke, and when that happened, it started to get a lot of attention.
So we want people to, are we posting the stories on our Facebook pages?
We have definitely stories posted about
Prosperity. Share those stories with your friends, too.
Yeah, just keep this topic on people's minds, especially as the day goes on.
Yeah, so we want to do that. And the best way to do that is by doing what?
Just you can share this show or share individual posts. Go to our pages, ACLJ or Jay Sekulow.
And we'll have we'll get Cece to do an update for this afternoon, too. Yeah. All right, we're going to take more calls when we come back from the break. We are live from our media center, but we are also live in Turkey, where we have access inside the courtroom as the trial is going on. Late at night there now, but still going on about 8:30 at night. The trial could go to 1 in the morning and then go tomorrow as well. We'll take more calls when we come back from the break.
All right, we will be back in just a few moments. If you watch online, we don't go to break. So we'll continue that conversation on Facebook and Periscope at ACLJ.org. We have about one or two phone lines open right now. That's a 1-800-684-3110. Get your comments in. We'll take some of those on the air. Know that if you do put in a comment, someone on our team reads every comment that comes in, and some of them do make it on the air. Obviously, too many to make it. To get everybody up, we do as many as we can. We'll be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. International threats are more dire than ever, yet our diplomatic corps is severely depleted. We must put maximum pressure on Congress to confirm critical appointments to our diplomatic corps. The United States doesn't have a confirmed Secretary of State. Numerous ambassadorships remain vacant. North Korea, Iran, Russia, an American pastor being wrongfully held in Turkey for his Christian faith. With these ominous threats, we must have a fully staffed diplomatic corps. The nominee to be Secretary of State, current CIA Director Mike Pompeo, is eminently qualified and must be confirmed immediately. The nominee to be Ambassador to Germany, a critical G7 nation, has been pending for more than 7 months. It's absurd. It's time for Congress to do its constitutional duty. Diplomatic deficiencies put our national security at risk. The political gamesmanship must end, but we need you and your support. Sign on to our petition to confirm the Secretary of State and our diplomatic corps. You can sign online at aclj.org.
All right, we're coming to you from our media center talking about the case of Pastor Andrew Brunson. But we are also connected live via, I guess, were you text messaging? Is that it, Cece?
Yeah.
Texting inside the courtroom in Turkey with a reporter who's been kind enough to keep us posted as to what's happening. The case involves Pastor Andrew Brunson. He's been a Christian pastor in Turkey for 23 years since he was about 27 years old. He's now 50. He's been in jail for over a year and a half. His charge, as Andy just said, was Christianization. That was a terrorist act in the view of the Turks. We are inside the courtroom. So when we're talking to you, Cece is talking to the reporters inside the courtroom in Turkey. So, Cece, I don't think we have an answer to this question yet, but the last question that I asked, and I don't know if they're on a break,
right. Was
what are the nature of the questions being asked of the witnesses? We don't know that yet, correct?
We don't know that yet. Just working with the Turkish attorney over the weekend, discrediting, obviously, the witnesses is a big factor today.
When they say secret witness, what are they talking about?
Literally, we have no idea who these people are, although we can possibly figure it out on our own, but we are not allowed to know their identity.
Yeah.
And as you can see, even in the trial today, they're not there. They're by video and just their voices.
Yeah, so here you go. I'm going to do some media on this tomorrow. Cece's already done some this weekend. And we're going to continue to look. I mean, we could get an interim decision tomorrow. An interim decision that we're praying for is that they at least allow him to release, even if this trial moves forward. All right, Logan, we got a lot of calls, a lot of comments coming in, too. I appreciate everybody. I'm looking at them right now. Appreciate everybody saying they're praying for the family. That makes a big difference. We appreciate that so much. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. Just say on Google News right now, it's the third article in the world section. So we are seeing it definitely move up.
So explain to everybody what that means.
If you go to Google News, just click World, and stories are happening in the world. The third one is about Pastor Brunson. So you can find that right now. But so I mean, you are seeing
now. Would
that
be curated to your preferences or probably not?
I mean, this is not curated to me at all. So the computers we use in front of us.
We check that, Will?
So we can see. It's one of the top stories.
Look,
here.
Look, folks, that's what I hope we have articles up on our social media that we could have people sharing. Do we?
Yes, I've been speaking with our social media team, and they're doing that throughout the day.
Okay, so throughout the day, we're going to post stories. You need to post it out. We were trending. I'm going to put this up for Facebook and Periscope, but I'll have Logan explain it again. On Facebook yesterday, on trending stories, it's an American Center for Law and Justice pastor on trial for alleged terror ties, and that's, of course, because it was Christianization, and that was trending in curated sites as number one.
Yeah, exactly. So if you are kind of attuned to what's going on, you know, it'll show you kind of what they think you want to see. But the fact that that was a story means that a lot of people definitely saw it. I got a lot of messages and a lot of calls based on that. So, yeah, absolutely.
So here's the next question. So we're trending on Google News. This is important because this keeps it out there. Let's go ahead and take a call.
All right, let's do it. Let's move on. Let's just go. A lot of people on hold for a long time. Let's go to Carrie, who's calling in Arizona.
Hi, Carrie.
Yes, I really want to thank you for this opportunity. And I would it's a privilege to have this opportunity to share the passion and love of Christians all over towards the encouragement of Pastor Brunson's family and to him and for all who are imprisoned and unjustly accused across the entire world. We know that we have the benefit of knowing the end result of Paul's suffering. And I just know when we get to heaven, we're going to see that end result. And so for them to just hold on. But I do have a question,
sure.
And that is regarding the status and actually the security for the legal team and the staff that represents this pastor and others worldwide.
Yeah. Well, look, it's tough. Turkish attorney speaking out for a Christian pastor is not an easy task. And this I'll let Cece address that. Is not an easy task, but he's doing it, and he's doing it boldly. You also asked, are we concerned? I saw in the notes here on a call that you were concerned about whether the charges are false. I'll let Andy address that in a moment. But Cece, as far as the safety and security, these lawyers are under tremendous pressure.
Correct. Mr. Jem's very brave, and you know, he even suggested that I should not come over and attend this trial because my safety was not secure over there because of the outspoken position we have taken.
Yeah.
So obviously he is in some danger, and just a very brave gentleman, and he needs to be remaining in our prayers as well.
You're not kidding. And again, we appreciate Senator now Ambassador at Large for Religious Freedom Brownback being in the courtroom today. He's headed up to Ankara, which is the capital. And I'm sure it's the dialogue with his counterparts on this case. And we also have Senator Tillis in the courtroom right now. As I said, if you're just joining us, CeCe Hall is actually connected to the courtroom in Turkey.
Yeah, and I do have just an update that witnesses are still speaking, and they did not get to hear the questions. So I'm not quite sure what that means.
Okay,
but
do we know what the witnesses, here's what I'd like to find out, what the witnesses are saying. See if we can find that out from our reporter friends inside the courtroom there. Andy, false charges.
Yes,
the whole
indeed.
Thing is false charges.
The whole thing. I mean, if you look at paragraph 518 of the indictment, with the ultimate goal of creating discord in the country, pushing it toward chaos. This is a pastor, Jay,
yep.
who's been there 23 years, who's 50 years old, who's got one church in Izmir. They're claiming his ultimate goal is to create discord in the country, push it toward chaos and division, actively engage in information to gather activities to gather information to steer particular citizens of an ethnic origin. And I know what they're talking about, and you do too. It's the Kurdish right. population, activities of this sort by Christianizing them. But I want to just say something that this caller mentioned, and I think it's important that we pray. In our church, in the Orthodox Church, we pray, and St. John Chrysostom, and he took this from St. Paul, Υπέρ των εχμαλώντων και της σωτηρίας αυτών, for captives and for their salvation.
Yeah,
and
well,
that's what Pastor Brunson is, an echmalotos, yep. a captive.
Yep, yep, no question about that. Now, we could get an interim rule. I mean, this is going to be a long night for the ACLJ because it's going to be a long night in Turkey. So, CeCe, this trial could go until, what is it? It could go to 1:30 their time, which would be about 6 o'clock our time.
Yes, and I'm just seeing the reporter.
Remember, CeCe's connected right now to the courtroom. Okay,
the reporter is leaving. Testimony, the witness testimony is really not clear because they changed the voice. So that is very hard then for them to even understand the testimony.
Logan, what does that mean when they say they changed the voice?
Like they had something on it to disguise it so you won't be able to identify
correct.
The person.
So and then the reporters can't even understand what they're saying.
Right. Just said that it was hard to understand the testimony because the voice was changed. They look like they're wrapping up for the day because, again, it's 7:30 at night there.
Does she think it's going tomorrow?
They're still, the witnesses are still testifying, so it looks like it will go into tomorrow. We won't know that for certain until, obviously, I talk to the Turkish attorney when this ends.
All right, I'll tell you what, we only got a minute and 35 seconds left. Let's hold the calls over for the next segment. Obviously, we're connected to Turkey right now. I want to say something here. I want to ask you to do something. We're doing everything we can diplomatically at the United Nations. We're doing it in the court in Turkey where CeCe's connected to report. These reporters are brave, too. Let me tell you something. I think it's Reuters, AP, they're all there, and they are reporting this as brave, and I appreciate them giving us the insight and the information. At least we could share it with you so you know what's going on here. We need to pray for the Brunson family and pray for the lawyers involved in and their safety, and that somehow some miracle happens tomorrow and they continue the trial but they allow him to leave. That has happened in Turkey before. There is a precedent for that. They would continue the proceeding but they would allow the prisoner to leave and return to his country of origin, which for him would be the United States. He's from North Carolina. We come back from the break. We'll take more calls. Logan's letting you know if you don't get the next 30 minutes of the program, you're going to want to. We're connected to Turkey right now.
That's right. Phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. But if you do lose us here for the next half hour, you can find us broadcasting live and archived later on Facebook, facebook.com/JSeculo, Periscope and Twitter at JSeculo, also at ACLJ.org. You can find us on the ACLJ app, available in the App Store for Apple devices, and the Roku channel marketplace. Just search for ACLJ. You can find our channel right there where you can get our daily radio show, weekly television show, our featured link documentaries, all right there on the ACLJ app. More show coming up.
International threats are more dire than ever, yet our diplomatic corps is severely depleted. We must put maximum pressure on Congress to confirm critical appointments to our diplomatic corps. It's time for Congress to do its constitutional duty. Diplomatic deficiencies put our national security at risk. The political gamesmanship must end, but we need you and your support. Sign on to our petition to confirm the Secretary of State and our diplomatic corps. You can sign online at aclj.org.
Yeah. It's a very unique broadcast today. We're coming to you from our media center here at the American Center for Law and Justice, but we are connected to the courtroom in İzmir, Turkey, where Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial right now for his faith, for Christianization. I'm going to have Andy Economo explain that in a moment. This is the words of Sam Brambach, who is the U.S. Ambassador at Large for Religious Freedom. He was in the courtroom today. The United States cares deeply about our relationship with Turkey. That relationship is going to have difficulty moving forward as long as Andrew Brunson is incarcerated. Senator Tillis has also been in the courtroom, and I will tell you this, it is the proceedings, even right now, even as late as in Turkey, are still ongoing, and CeCe Heil, our senior counsel at the ACLJ, who's been handling this case, was working on witness statements all weekend long. I mean, the entire weekend is connected right now. This is unprecedented, folks, to Turkey inside the courtroom. What is the latest we have there, CeCe?
It looks like just that the witnesses are still putting on their testimony, and that their voices are changed, so it's not really very clear to even listen to what they're saying understand what they're saying.
So, Logan, the people are in the courtroom, the witnesses are testifying, you're not seeing them, and then they distort their voices.
Yeah, if I pitch adjusted or, you know,
so you
somehow
cannot really
garble the voice, so you wouldn't know. Well, it's really to just protect them. You've seen it all the time. If you watch TV that's has a witness or someone who's...
But they're doing it. The reporters said they can't even... These reporters are Turkish.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And you know, then said even some of the things that this secret witness has said, you almost can guess the identity, and you can almost hear in the voice that they realize they've almost given themselves away by how they've answered the question.
So do we know what would be an example of that?
I think... Questions like what... Right. Yeah. Certain questions of how he knows this information, and when he gave an answer to that, then that maybe gave an indication of who this person is.
So do we think these were government plants inside the church?
Could be. I mean, you just don't ever know. People that have, some people that have a vendetta against
the pastor,
or Christianity.
Well, Christianity, evidently, Andy, that's a vendetta, because you read the indictment. There it is.
It's all about Christianity, because it's what it says in the indictment, paragraph 501. In the long term, to divide and separate our country by means of the Christianization of those among the people of our country who possess a certain ethnic origin. In other words, what this is a political crime to be a Christian, and this is what this is all about.
All right, we're going to take calls and comments, 1-800-684-3110. You want to take a comment, Logan, or do you want a...
Let's take a comment. Lynn just said, you think Pastor Brunson is being used to set an example to the world that Turkey will not tolerate Christianity?
I think what they are doing is trying to use Pastor Brunson to trade for Fethullah Gulen, who is a Islamic cleric that the Erdogan regime thinks is opposed to his leadership. That's what I think this is. And what is happening, which is a good sign, is the world recognition. I mean, I just saw it's now the number 4 story in Google News world section. That's good. Because it means it's being read and reviewed. But, Andy, this is all about politics.
And that's all it is. I mean, the judiciary, there is not an independent judiciary as we visualize and understand it in the United States and in the West. And shame on the Turkish government. This is a government that has been wanting for years to join the European Union, Jay, and to come into the community of nations. They're already a member of the Council of Europe, and they have been since the 1950s, but they want to become westernized. Ataturk, the father of the Turkish Republic, wanted them to become westernized. This isn't the way you do it.
No, it's not. All right.
People are asking about Gulen, and they're unfamiliar with that, so maybe we need to give out, because people are saying, why not just trade him?
Fethullah Gulen is an Islamic cleric who fled Turkey and went to Pennsylvania, and has schools all over the United States. Now, I'm not saying he's a good guy. I'm just saying that he is in contra to Erdogan. He was one time an ally of Erdogan's, but now is the opposition. But in the United States, we don't just extradite people without extradition standards being met. And the Turkish authorities have not met. They've tried, and they've not met the extradition standards that we have in the United States, because we actually have a justice system, so we don't just ship people back to other countries. All right, we're going to take your calls and comments at 800-684-3110 for Facebook and Periscope. Logan, we got a video coming up?
Yeah, exclusive video coming up in the break. So if you're watching online, know that conversation never stops here online. We either play exclusive video or keep the conversation going. That's at aclj.org, facebook.com/jseculo, Periscope, or Twitter @jseculo. We'll be right back. Here's that video.
We'll be right back.
International threats are more dire than ever, yet our diplomatic corps is severely depleted. We must put maximum pressure on Congress to confirm critical appointments to our diplomatic corps. The United States doesn't have a confirmed Secretary of State. Numerous ambassadorships remain vacant. North Korea, Iran, Russia, an American pastor being wrongfully held in Turkey for his Christian faith. With these ominous threats, we must have a fully staffed diplomatic corps. The nominee to be Secretary of State, current CIA Director Mike Pompeo, is eminently qualified and must be confirmed immediately. The nominee to be ambassador to Germany, a critical G7 nation, has been pending for more than 7 months. It's absurd. It's time for Congress to do its constitutional duty. Diplomatic deficiencies put our national security at risk. The political gamesmanship must end, but we need you and your support. Sign on to our petition to confirm the Secretary of State and our diplomatic corps. You can sign online at aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're actually connected live to the courtroom in Turkey, if you can believe this. I mean, it's incredible technology utilization here that we could be connected to the courtroom in Turkey during the trial of Pastor Brunson. Now, day one is still going on. CC's on, I could tell right now, is texting right now with reporters in Turkey. I mean, hold your phone up. I want people to understand this is how we're doing it, folks. And she's talking to any updates from the, it's the Reuters reporter?
Yes, just they are actually wrapping up and leaving because the testimony is still going on. And like was said, the testimony of these secret witnesses, it's hard to understand because their voices changed.
So we've got this strange relationship with Turkey, to say the least. And we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Wes Smith has just joined us, ahead of our senior military analyst, and has served all over the world. But Turkey's been a unique challenge, even as a NATO ally.
It has, but it's been a unique challenge just only recently, Jay. NATO's been around since shortly after the end of World War II. Turkey became a member of NATO in 1952, and has been one of our strongest allies in the region. But as Erdogan, their president, has moved them more and more into Islamist authoritarianism, they have become a real thorn in our side, and not only of us, but of all the 29 member countries of NATO. NATO is famous for having a defensive posture where they face outward against all threats, and they pledge to defend one another. For the first time, it is apparent, at least as to values and the rule of law, that NATO has a threat within the body of NATO. Its founding charter has no provision for kicking members out, for suspending members, and yet that same founding charter is explicit about democratic values and the rule of law. As a matter of fact, Jay, 2 years ago, NATO restated its essential mission, and here's what it said. Our alliance remains an unparalleled community of freedom, peace, security, and shared values, including individual liberty, human rights, democracy, and the rule of law. And Turkey is going against almost every one of those shared expressed values of NATO.
I am holding in my hand a book that we wrote called Burning Bridges, Turkey's Return to Islamic Authoritarianism. It's from our Center for the Study of Law and Public Policy that we did at Oxford. The research was done for this book at Oxford University by many of our team. A lot of people contributed to this, and we actually had a symposium that took place at one of the colleges in Oxford about 2 years ago, and then published a book on it. Anybody that calls in today, I want to make sure they get this book, and we'll do this tomorrow as well. We're going to send it to you as our gift. I want you to understand this issue. So our phone lines are open. If you have a comment or you're praying for this family, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We're going to send you our book, Burning Bridges, Turkey's Return to Islamic Authoritarianism. Again, a book published by our Oxford Center for the Study of Law and Public Policy. We hope to do another major event there in the fall. So again, we've had three publications come out of there. We've had this book. We have had Unholy Alliance, which involves, so this one was Turkey. This was Iran, Russia, and jihadism. That was also an Oxford Center publication. And we also have a book coming out on Israel. So three major publications. By the way, two of the three New York Times bestsellers. So there you have it. All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take some calls, Logan.
Yeah, let's go to Jennifer. She's been on hold for a while in Los Angeles here on the air.
Hey, Jennifer.
Jay, I'm so delighted that you are actually able to get into the courtroom, but I wanted you all to know, and especially the family, that I've been praying for Pastor Brunson, the attorneys, and the family, and my hope with the diplomatic corps, the senator, and the ambassador, and our presence, that we are able to come to some overturn of this injustice, and it's a terror to watch this persecution of Christians. Yep. And I wanted to thank you for all that you do, and thank you so much for offering Burning Bridges. I'm excited to death about reading that.
Yeah, we're going to get you that book, and we're thrilled to do it. I should have thought of that earlier. I apologize for our callers that called in before, but if they call back tomorrow, we'll get it to them. Let me say this also. Your prayers really make a difference here for this family and for this pastor. Look, this is a horribly difficult situation, as you can imagine. I mean, you can't imagine, actually, what they're going through. But the charge here is crystal clear. It's his faith. And we're able to, fortunately, through technology, be able to, and reporters that are, you know, some of these reporters are putting their own lives at risk and their own safety at risk when they do this. And CeCe's been in contact with the reporter during this broadcast in the courtroom in Turkey.
Right. The journalists, there are many journalists that have been arrested as well, because
yes,
journalism in Turkey is under attack as well. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, it looks like it's all kind of going down in flames. So, yes, very, very happy that we've had access to the courtroom. It looks like it's still going on, and hopefully we'll have an update soon after it finishes.
All right, we just got this word from Senator Tillis, who was is in the courtroom today. Here's what he said.
This pastor was in the United States after the coup and after Erdogan was rounding up people all across the country. Does anybody really believe that he would have traveled back to a country that he felt like he could have been swept up into that?
So what Senator Tillis is saying is that Pastor Brunson was in the United States when this took place and traveled back to his church. He just was home on a vacation. So that's the nature of what's going on there. But all of this, Andy, is an excuse.
And that's all it is, Jay. I mean, they claim, if you read, and I've read this indictment, over 500 separate paragraphs, paragraph 516. Can you believe? I mean, it defies understanding or belief. The ultimate goal of this pastor, this sole pastor of a church in Izmir, Turkey, that is a Protestant church of the resurrection, was to create a new understanding of Islam that can be controlled and directed, whatever that means, to govern or steer upon different faith foundations, people not of the faith of Islam.
Yep.
In other words, Christianization, and I go back to that word that they use, Hristan la yestiril mazini, the Christianization. His crime is Christianizing people. That's this man's crime.
All right, we're going right back to the phones at 800-684-3110.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to Raj in Vienna, Virginia. You're on the online.
Hey, Raj, go ahead.
We thank the Lord for Jay and the ACLJ and all the wonderful people, but especially for CeCe, those who are on the field over there. As we pray for the lawyer and the county, oh, Heavenly Father, may your hand of protection rest upon them. Grant them your wisdom. Grant them the power to declare your judgment upon these. They have defiled your word, Father, and we remind them, beginning with the president of Turkey and all the members of their parliament, the members of their courts, that vengeance is mine. I will repay it, saith the Lord.
Well, listen, I appreciate the prayers. And we, you know, look, this is, we need a miracle. The miracle tomorrow would be they continue the trial tomorrow, they enter an interim ruling, and they let him go. That doesn't mean they find him not guilty, by the way. Just let him go home. But, you know, it's interesting in the statement that Senator Brownback said the United States cares deeply about our relationship with Turkey. That relationship is going to have difficulty moving forward as long as Andrew Brunson is incarcerated. But they start with it. They care deeply, Wes, about the relationship with Turkey, and that's because of the military.
Absolutely. They have been one of our chief military allies. We still use Incirlik Air Base, where we have thousands of our troops stationed, as a base for our attacks against ISIS and Al-Qaeda throughout the region. That is what makes this so complicated. And yet, another example of how strained the relationship is, there have been several meetings, one as recently as 2 weeks ago, to discuss the long-range plans for Syria. And the meeting was called and attended by Iran, Turkey, and Russia, and they disinvited the United States at every one of those meetings, including the one 2 weeks ago.
Song for the break, Where I Stand, ready for video. I think that's important for people to hear. All right, let's hold on to the calls, Logan, if we can. A lot of people are commenting. A lot of people are praying. I mean, seeing a lot of that coming in right now.
Yeah, that's the majority of the comments, people just saying they're praying for Pastor Brunson. You know, a lot of people are, those are the comments. He's being held for an exchange. People are saying, is Turkey trying to provoke the U.S.? What is the reason they're doing this? People are asking a lot about the details, what's happening in the courtroom, and why the anonymity to the
witnesses.
Well, they're big on secret. Specific questions.
Yeah, so the secret witnesses, but you don't have just secret witnisses. You also have the process. So this is day one of a trial that could go on for 10 years. But we could get an interim decision tomorrow. It seems so far into our system of justice.
Yeah, it really is, because you can't. I get questions on this all the time. What's going to happen today? You know, will it go on? And I feel silly almost saying I don't have an answer, but neither does the Turkish attorney. He does not know exactly how long this will take. He's not sure that he will get an interim ruling. We are praying for one. We are hoping for one. And hopefully, as the testimony goes today, we will receive an interim ruling where Pastor Brunson will no longer be detained.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take your calls. We have a few lines open at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. The trial of Pastor Andrew Brunson is crime Christianization. We've been inside the courtroom in Turkey during this broadcast. We'll hopefully be able to do that again on tomorrow's broadcast, but we are going to take your calls and comments coming back from that break at 800-684-3110. Logan, it's important for people to share this too with their friends. And as we post articles today, do the same. We want to keep this out as long as we can in the news. Very important.
That's right. We will take as many calls as we can. The next segment, phone lines are jammed, but they're going to open up 1-800-684-3110. Just keep trying. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. International threats are more dire than ever, yet our diplomatic corps is severely depleted. We must put maximum pressure on Congress to confirm critical appointments to our diplomatic corps. The United States doesn't have a confirmed Secretary of State. Numerous ambassadorships remain vacant. North Korea, Iran, Russia, an American pastor being wrongfully held in Turkey for his Christian faith. With these ominous threats, we must have a fully staffed diplomatic corps. The nominee to be Secretary of State, current CIA Director Mike Pompeo, is eminently qualified and must be confirmed immediately. The nominee to be Ambassador to Germany, a critical G7 nation, has been pending for more than 7 months. It's absurd. It's time for Congress to do its constitutional duty. Diplomatic deficiencies put our national security at risk. The political gamesmanship must end, but we need you and your support. Sign on to our petition to confirm the Secretary of State and our diplomatic corps. You can sign online at aclj.org.
All right, it's the last segment of the broadcast. We take as many calls as we can. The case involves Pastor Andrew Brunson. He's on trial today, now, in Turkey, in Izmir, for his faith. C.C. Heil, senior counsel for the ACLJ, has been handling this case, working with witnesses all weekend with our lawyers in Turkey. And we are connected, or have been connected, during the course of this broadcast to the courtroom because of great technology and great reporters and brave reporters that are giving us updates. Now, it looks like it's winding. Is it winding down today?
It seemed to be, yes. If the reporters were leaving because they seemed to think that it was winding down. So that's where we stand. Hopefully, I'll get an update directly from the Turkish attorney as soon as they are finished.
When CeCe gets that, we're going to have it posted to ACLJ. How was the best way to get that out, Logan?
The best way we'll probably tweet it out at Jay Sekulow, and that'll be the easiest way. I mean, Facebook will post it as well, but not everything gets served at the same time on Facebook.
Yeah.
So make sure you're following Jay Sekulow and ACLJ on Twitter.
We'll all right, let's go ahead and go right to the phones.
All right, let's do it. We'll go in order. Let's go to Bill in Cheyenne, Wyoming, on line one.
Hey, Bill.
Good day to you, sir. Just a quick comment before I get to my question.
Okay.
I'm glad to know that what little money I send you is actually doing some good,
yes,
especially
sir.
For this gentleman
yep.
There in Turkey. And I was wondering, this is a two-part question real quick. Is there any way we can get help from our NATO allies to put pressure on Turkey to actually release this gentleman? And number two, speaking of the Iranian business, I forget how that happened, if we got help there. But how are the Abedinis doing now?
Well, let me talk to you about the pastor here, because I just got handed to me. Can I show this? I mean, this is breaking right now. This is a picture of Sam Brownback right now on the ground in front of the courtroom in the region. It looks like at the courtroom in Turkey. So, again, we're taking you inside. Look.
That article just broke on Google News also. That's one of the one that's trending right now.
And this is from, where is this from, Will? A Wall Street Journal.
Yep.
So it's a Wall Street Journal piece. Andrew Brunson's case has become a major irritant in relations between Turkey and the U.S. And it's become a major irritant because of people like you that are keeping it in the news. So to my friends in the media, thank you. Because this is really a media advocacy case. I mean, obviously in the courtroom in Turkey. But as Andy will tell you, you're not going to get justice in that courtroom. Although maybe because of world pressure, we could get they may let him go tomorrow. I mean, we don't know if that could happen. They have the authority to continue the trial, but let him return to his country of origin.
That's true, Jay. They do have that authority. And then we hope that they do that and let them continue and have this trial in absentia forever and ever, as long as the pastor, who is a captive, literally a captive for Christianity. This is St. Paul, the archetype of St. Paul, a captive for Christianity. Where? In Turkey. Where was St. Paul? In Asia Minor. The steps of St. Paul he is following. These parallels bear witness and bear repeating.
All right, even as we're on the air now, the articles are trending, in a big way.
Yeah, it's in the top three right now on Google. And really, if you look at the full coverage section of this, you can see dozens of articles that have been written just in the last hour to 3 hours or so. NBC, Voice of America, obviously our friends at CBN News, Reuters, articles coming out of Turkey from the Daily Sabah. Lots of different things
are
coming out.
Wall Street Journal, Washington
Post. Just did one an hour ago. So you're seeing a lot. All of a sudden, everyone's picking up on this story.
This is great news. And I wanted to say, I know a lot of my media friends are listening to this broadcast. And thank you for, if it's your colleagues or whoever it is, your paper, your website that's covering this. Thank you. It's kept him alive, frankly, to have that kind of coverage and that kind of support. The media plays such a key role in these cases, keeping it alive. So there's no question about that. So thank you. Let's go ahead and take another call.
All right, continuing on. Let's go to Terry in Georgia on line three. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Terry.
My question is, if they release him and
yep.
he returns homeside
right.
and they find him guilty, does he have to go back, or what is the procedure for that?
No way. And the United States would never, they could file an extradition order, but there is no way the United States government would extradite Andrew Brunson or a member of his family, CeCe. Not going to happen. We've got the ambassador at large for religious freedom, Sam Brownback, in the courtroom. Senator Tills in the courtroom
in
Turkey. We've got members of our embassy staff from Ankara in the courtroom. So if he gets out tomorrow because of a miracle, and it would take a miracle, the odds of that, it would Let me tell you something. Who gets the credit for that? God is the only way that happens. I mean, again, thanking the lawyers, thanking everybody that's worked on it, it would be a miracle to get him out. But there's no HCC that he gets extradited out.
No, once he's here. Returned to the United States, he's not going back to Turkey.
All right, so that's it's very important. He is not going back to Turkey if he gets out. Wall Street Journal article, this is what they said. Speaking to the court in Turkish, the 50-year-old from North Carolina said, this is Pastor Brunson, I have been praying for Turkey for 25 years. I wouldn't do anything against Turkey. All right, let's go back to the phones.
All right, continue. We got Audrey in Florida. You're on the air online, too.
Audrey, go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for everything that you're doing. My question is, since it seems diplomacy has failed and even President Trump asking for his release has failed, would it be possible to send a small contingent of special forces to extradite him?
Yeah, no. And let me say this. The diplomatic relations have not failed. The president has not failed. The embassy staff, the career bureaucrats staff have not failed. The man is alive. And in these cases, that in and of itself is a win. I mean, the diplomats have asked for his release. The president has demanded his release. The vice president has demanded release. But he's a political pawn, and he's a political process. But there is no way, Wes, you could bring it. They're a NATO ally. We've got a major asset base there. There's no way you could have a military excursion, so to speak, to get him out.
No,
that would not be.
As difficult as this is and as painful as it is for Pastor Brunson and his family, it would be unthinkable for a NATO country to do any kind of a military operation, yeah, what would amount to an invasion of one of their allies. Yeah,
not going
to happen.
Not going to happen. All right, Logan, let's go back to the phone.
Steve in Kansas City, you're on the air.
Hey, my question about this is, with Pastor Brunson being in prison for something that he slipped in a coup, we've got the guy that led the coup here in America. Why don't we round him up?
Because we don't know that he led the coup. I mean, here's the thing. So the Turks have filed an extradition application against Gulen, and it has not met even the threshold standards. So this is a put up.
It is, and in fact, it could have been a fake coup orchestrated by Erdogan. I wouldn't put that past
because
Erdogan
they get to
at
suspend
all.
Their rules and laws during the emergency period, which they're still in.
Which they're still in, and he's been given vast powers right now. And I think he may have been the one who instituted this. So you can't say that Gulen was the one who did the coup d'état or instituted it at all.
So, Cece, as we close the broadcast out today, what, and you're talking to the family, how are they doing?
Actually, I just got a text from the daughter, Jacqueline, just now, and she said, if I get a chance, would I please share that she and her whole family are so grateful for everyone's prayers, truly grateful. So I just got that text. So very, very thankful for everyone's prayers.
So there you have it. That's from Jacqueline's, the daughter of one of the family members, the kids of Noreen and Pastor Andrew Brunson. So here's what we've got. 1 minute left. I want everybody that's on this broadcast, pray. I'm going to ask Wes Smith, the retired military chaplain, to lead us in prayer for this captive, as Andy said, for this captive to be released. Let's do that right now. Okay.
Gracious God, we give you thanks for life and for liberty and all the blessings that we enjoy. And on this day, we pray earnestly for Pastor Brunson and for his family, that you would give them wisdom and strength and comfort during this trial. But most of all, we pray for his freedom, for his release, that it would happen and that it would happen immediately. And for that, we will give you praise. Amen.
All right, well, that does it for the broadcast today. We will be back tomorrow. We will be possibly day two of the courtroom proceeding. We do not know. We may, if it is, we will be there, and we will have access to the courtroom. That's going to, and as I said, your prayers and support make a huge difference. Again, thank you. Pray for this family. Pray for these lawyers. Pray for the judge tonight that he would be touched in a way to get this pastor released and sent home.
International threats are more dire than ever, yet our diplomatic corps is severely depleted. We must put maximum pressure on Congress to confirm critical appointments to our diplomatic corps. It's time for Congress to do its constitutional duty. Diplomatic deficiencies put our national security at risk. The political gamesmanship must end, but we need you and your support. Sign on to our petition to confirm the Secretary of State and our diplomatic corps. You can sign online at aclj.org.